And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are continuing on with our five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. And our guest this morning is District 4 Supervisor Kathleen Half. And we've been talking about not only District 4, but also the county in general. And you had some goals that were set in 2021. And what did you get accomplished?
We set about five goals in our workshop that we had last year in our strategic goals. And the first one was fire safety and preparedness. And although I'm not part of the Fire Safe Advisory Committee, we established that. And there's one citizen per district that's part of that. And I'm very proud to say they're working on a hazardous vegetation code, ordinance code for our county. We have never had one. And this is for the undeveloped, unimproved properties. You've probably seen some as you've driven around the county. There's plenty in District 4 that citizens are worried about, because if, you know, a match gets lit or a cigarette gets thrown out and it becomes a firestorm, it's going to lock people in their homes with no way out in some cases. So this is going on right now. They're going to be coming before the board pretty soon, and they've been doing outreach to the community on what exactly this is. And I think they'll have a few more of those so that citizens become aware of what's being proposed. And there's quite a few other accomplishments as far as fire safety and preparedness. I did want to mention that the Fire Safe Council now, the Fire Safe Council is different from the Fire Safe Advisory Committee. Fire Safe Council's been around for years, and we've had two in the past. Now we have one. It's all Tuolumne County rather than having it bifurcated. And they're looking for a board member for the South County. So that would be for my district, for Groveland or Don Pedro area. So if anybody has interest in becoming a board member for the Fire Safe Council, and they do the fire breaks and the fuel breaks and that kind of thing that makes communities safer, this would not be doing the work, it would be on the board. Please contact me to let me know you're interested, and I'll put you in touch with who you would need to talk to. As far as our number two goal, that was community and family health, which also includes homelessness. And I'm part of the Homeless Commission. It also got created during this last year, and there's one citizen from every single district on this board. It's a pretty big board. It's about 20 strong. And we have broken into different ad hoc committee groups to get a lot of work done. I'm heading up the one for a navigation center, and that's pretty exciting what we've been doing so far. A navigation center is a place where homeless people would be referred to, and it's their first stop that they make off the street when they decide they want to get off the street, or, you know, they're from whatever living conditions in their car, wherever they have been. And it is a place where they have shelter and they have wraparound services, one-stop shop. They don't have to go here and there. And so our committee has gotten to the point where we have developed questions that are going to be added to the PIT count this year. The point in time count is when ATCA and lots of volunteers on a particular day in January count the number of homeless. And so for Tuolumne County, there is a standard form that they're going to go through with each homeless person that's willing to, you know, have the questions answered. And there's another page of three questions that will be answered for Tuolumne County specifically, so that we can take this information and get busy with a feasibility study for a navigation center. We need a feasibility study before we can get funding for it. So that's pretty exciting.
I do the On the Street series here that runs every week with opinions from residents in Tuolumne County. And my latest question was regarding what should be the top priority for Tuolumne County. And overwhelmingly, it was homelessness.
Well, that's great. I want to comment right here, Tracy, that anybody who is interested can join us. They wouldn't be a voting member necessarily, but for this homeless commission, they can come and they can participate and they can listen to what kinds of planning is going on. If anybody has interested, again, please do call me and I'll give you the information about when the next meeting.
What is your opinion on places or ideas like the Resiliency Village? Are you in favor of that, or where do you stand on that?
I think we need more than one tool in our toolkit. And the navigation center is not the only thing either. We're going to need lots of different options. And we also need to realize, the public, all of us need to realize that there are some that don't want to be helped. They like their style of living, and it's fine. They feel that it suits them. So what we're working on are ways to address homelessness for those who really want a way out.
Were you done with your accomplishments?
No. I was just the
top
two.
I thought you had more.
economic planning and development. Of course, you heard about the broadband, which is a big win. But I wanted to mention something else. We're working with a consultant right now, NeoConnect, and they are doing a survey. They want to find out what kind of service you have at home or at your office. So there's a series of questions that they asked through this survey. And if I can, I'd like to mention the URL for that.
Sure.
It is all one word, lowercase, centralsierrabroadband.com/survey. Please, this will help us. Everyone, take this survey so that we can gauge what the needs are, where the needs are, the demographics, the whole shebang. And let's see. Besides that, as far as economic planning and development, we have 4 to 5 new natural resource manufacturing businesses coming in the next several years. We've started working on them in 2021. Economic Development Director Cole has been very involved in that.
And that's Cole Prisabella, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's one that is coming to District 4, and the land has been purchased, and they will be investing $150 million in an industrial pellet facility in our district there. So that's very exciting. Then our fourth goal is to increase effectiveness, transparency, and streamline government. And for those of you who do watch the board meetings, you've noticed a change towards the end of 2021. We were finally able to get the Zoom, where you can participate and ask questions on Zoom rather than having to wait sometimes for hours on the phone. I had to do that before I took office. It was miserable. So it's really good that we're able to do that now, taking comments through Zoom. And we have new software called open.gov for the annual budget process, which is a lot more user-friendly, a lot more understandable to the general public. And then the third thing here is that we are, in this past year, we have been training staff in high-performance organization training. And hopefully, people will see a difference through this. We have, it's not quite half of the staff trained in this, but a good number of staff, and we're continuing. So this has to increase our efficiency and our availability to the public and our ability to do a better job. And then finally, fifth, roads and infrastructure. Recently, Public Works acquired a hot patch sealer. Of course, they can't use it right now because the weather isn't warm enough. But when the weather is warm enough, they'll be able to seal some of those potholes and it'll stick rather than the cold patch. So that's exciting. Funding still remains an issue for roads. And, we've had decades of underfunding from the state. So that, you know, is not going to be solved in a minute.
We are going to take a break right now, and we'll return with more of Motherload Views following a word from our sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.